At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. We're here today to talk about the last couple days of training camp, day 16 and day 17. We're getting into the nitty-gritty here. Only one more day of training camp, one more preseason, and then it's the countdown to the season opener. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bring the podcast to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. A lot of depth chart developments going into the last 2 days, and I will say this. I'll lead with this, actually. It's not looking good for our guy Kelee Ringo right about now. It's not looking good. He went from top contender for the CB2 spot to not even really competing for it anymore. It's looking like a demotion for Kelee Ringo. As always, we'll start with the injury report. As of Tuesday, a lot of injuries are starting to pile up for the Eagles. Players that did not practice today. A.J. Brown, still out with the hamstring injury. I'll talk about him in just a second. Cornerback Tariq Castro-Fields is out with the hamstring. Lewis Cine, who I don't think is making the roster. Fun project, but he hasn't really shown anything in camp. He's out with a groin injury. Landon Dickerson, obviously out, knee injury. Brandon Johnson is out with a groin injury. Jordan Mailata, out today with a concussion. Tanner McKee didn't practice today with a finger injury. He was getting looked at about around the end of practice yesterday, maybe midway to the end of practice. He was getting looked at. Didn't think much of it, but they held him out of practice today. Devontae Smith out today with a groin injury. So AJ and Devontae both sat out. Limited was Dallas Goedert with a groin injury. So not a lot of options for Jalen Hurts, and it sure did show today. Quickly on the AJ front, it makes sense for a lot of fans to be concerned about A.J. Brown and what's going on with him. He hasn't practiced in nearly 3 weeks now, didn't do any joint practice work, hasn't made any appearances in preseason games. No starters have, really. But it's understandable to be a little curious as to what's going on. You know that the Eagles want to make sure he's healthy for week one and all that, but there is you know, plausible reasoning for why fans should be just a little bit concerned going into this. Like, hasn't practiced in a while. Is he going to be rusty going into the game? What have you? We should also maintain confidence, you know, that AJ will be okay. But fans are a little skeptical, and I'm here to tell you that I understand why. I can't tell you really what's going on with AJ, minus that they just want to make sure he doesn't, you know, tweak anything or injure anything further ahead of the regular season game. You know, the last thing you want to have is serious injuries in preseason and serious injuries in camp and during the summer. So they're just holding him out until he's fully healthy, and I get that. But understandably so, a lot of fans are, especially on Twitter, are like, man, I don't know what's going on. And they were trying to tie the Mechie trade to the AJ situation as well. Like, oh, is there something going on with AJ that we don't know about? Is that why we traded for another receiver? Is this a indication that AJ might not be all the way healthy yet? I don't think that those two had any correlation. I think it was just a trade where the Eagles had a tight end that wasn't going to make the roster. The Texans had a wide receiver that wasn't going to make the roster. You know, they have Nico Collins and all those guys over there. And Tank Dell coming off injury and all that stuff. So they just, I think it was two teams who had two guys that weren't going to make the roster that had depth concerns, swapped them, and we'll see what comes of it. I think that's all it was. I don't think there's any correlation to the A.J. Brown injury. Talking about injuries, there were a few of them in practice today. Johnny Wilson, who got rolled up on by Brett Toth, he exited with a leg injury. Not only exited, but he got carted off. And boys, howie good at knowing when something's about to happen, because you cannot time that John Mechie trade any better than how Howie Roseman did it. Because if you have an injury to Johnny Wilson prior to that trade, then you have to really go out and actively search for another receiver. And Howie brought one in ahead of time and talk about impeccable timing for Roseman. He's always seemingly one step ahead, starting to think that Howie has a time machine somewhere. But that's good intuition on his part to get another receiver in here before injury. We don't know the extent of Johnny Wilson as of yet, but if it's any extensive time, he'll be placed on IR and won't be on the initial 53 roster. So we talked about on the John Metchie trade episode, we talked about some of the receivers who might be in danger of making the roster as far as receivers go. If Johnny Wilson doesn't make the initial roster, that opens things up for Anaya Smith and Darius Cooper and guys like that. And speaking of Darius Cooper, this guy, I think he might have locked up a roster spot, because at the end of every practice, they have the developmental period where all the guys kind of pushing for spots, guys on the bubble, you undrafted free agents, those guys get more work in. And Darius Cooper was on the sideline talking to Jalen Hurts. So I don't want to say he's above that, because no player is above anything. But the fact that he was out there, or not out there, I should say, talking to Jalen and not participating in the developmental period, maybe that's an indication that he made the roster. So that could be me just reading too much into it, but who knows? You don't want to. I think that's a good sign on the front of Darius Cooper. But don't want to see Johnny Wilson go down. He was putting it all together finally. Good preseason performances, strong practices, and then he gets hurt. We hope that he gets back and healthy so that he can continue what he had going on this summer. Another injury that happened today, Andrew Mukuba. Of course, Andrew Mukuba, as soon as he kind of claims that starting job, he got about 90% of the safety reps yesterday, of the first team reps yesterday. There wasn't much Sidney Brown. He finally kind of has a firm grasp on that job, and then he gets hurt. And this is his second time getting hurt this summer, and a lot of talk was made about his frame coming into this. He's a little undersized. Can he hit properly, and can he, can he be durable throughout his NFL career? And he's already been injured now twice in his first summer in his NFL career, and that's not something you want to see from a guy at the safety position, a guy that you need to be physical on the back end of that defense. He left with a hamstring injury. He kind of was grabbing at it after a rep. He stayed in and then couldn't really run on the rep after that. So then he came out and he never returned. So we'll keep an eye on Andrew Mukuba and what's going on there. But now those injuries are getting annoying now. Like, you got a lot of stuff going on, especially in that secondary. And while we're on the topic of the secondary, boy, I mean, the fall of Kelee Ringo. I mean, this is something that is more like the free fall of Kelee Ringo, something that's going to have to be studied. Kelee went from, like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, came into the summer as the top contender for that job, his job to lose. Adoree's here for veteran death. And now we are here on the 17th practice of training camp, and this man is running pretty much exclusively with the third team. And that is just not a good sign for somebody that has starter aspirations and is trying to cling on to a roster spot. I don't think his roster spot is really in danger, because he is a really, really good special teamer. He's an ace, so maybe he'll lean into being depth and being an ace, but this is not a good sign. And the recent developments in camp, are indicative of that. This is basically the breakdown of what's going on in camp right now. Yesterday, no first-team reps at all for Kelee Ringo that we saw anyway. No first-team reps. He ran with the third team yesterday at many points. Rookie Mac McWilliams is now starting to get more run with the first team. He rotated. Mac McWilliams was actually the first player to sub in for Adoree Jackson yesterday in practice. Wasn't Kelee Ringo. Mac McWilliams came in after him. So Mac McWilliams is now rotating in with the first team. And Cooper DeJean, for the first time throughout camp, not only is he getting safety reps, he is now getting looks at outside corner. I don't know if this is by necessity. I don't know if this is out of curiosity that Vic Fangio wants to see it. But whatever the case is, the Eagles feel like they now have to look at Cooper DeJean at outside corner, because one, they're not excited about what they see on the outside, and two, Cooper might be the best option out there based on what they have so far. And if I don't think that's something they're going to run with, at least right away, play Cooper and Quinyon outside and have Mac McWilliams on the inside or whoever you can put at the nickel. But especially when Mac hasn't really done much nickel work this summer. But I don't think that's something they're going to do right away. But having Cooper out there and guarding Devontae Smith, Cooper had a pass breakup while lined up outside today on Darius Cooper, I believe. So that was exciting. But none of these are good signs for Kelee Ringo. And today's practice, the teams that they ran with, the first team was Quinyon Mitchell and Adoree Jackson. The second team was Jacorian Bennett, who I'm surprised isn't getting more first team work right now. I think Vic Fangio wants to get some more looks at him. Second team was Jacorian Bennett and Mac McWilliams. The third team today was Eli Ricks and Kelee Ringo. And I'm trying to think of what Kelee Ringo's mindset is. Like, I had every chance to win this job. This was my job. You know, Darius Slay is gone. They didn't bring back Isaiah Rodgers. This is my time. I've been sitting and learning for years. It's my time to win this job. And he just couldn't do it. And this is a lot of the concerns. A lot of people have been telling me this year that he wasn't even really that good at Georgia. I don't believe that. A lot of people are saying like he wasn't even that good at Georgia. He was just surrounded by a lot of talent. It's easy to look good in that situation. But now it's I don't know. Keeley just can't put it all together so far in the summer. I don't know if he's a late bloomer. I'm not saying I'm giving up on Keeley Ringo, but it looks like Fangio is at the moment. And that's just a sad thing to see, especially compared to the aspirations that Keeley Ringo came into the summer with. Yesterday, Vic Fangio was asked if the Eagles are close to figuring out the CB2 position. His answer, not yet. I think all the guys are pretty even right now, and Jacorian Bennett just got here, got a full week last week. Need to give him a full opportunity with the other guys. So I think that eventually Jacorian Bennett will be seeing more first-team reps. But if I was a betting man, which I am, I say this often, but if I was a betting man, I would say that if week one, it's going to be Adoree and Quinyon on the outside. Adoree had a pretty good day today. Solid guy. Got a nice pass breakup today. So I think that Adoree's stock is just kind of steadying while Keeley's is falling. And Adoree just might be I don't know about the best option, but he's the safest option right now outside unless the Eagles bring somebody else in or what have you. A lot of people are asking me about Asante Samuel Jr., who we talked about extensively throughout the summer. I haven't heard anything since his checkup. That shoulder must be really, really messed up because nobody else assigned him yet. We haven't heard anything about his medicals. It's probably not a great sign that Asante is even healthy enough to play football right now. So I don't know. But you got a lot to figure out at corner. Now we have to see what's going on at safety. If Makuba's missing time for the second time this summer, this is all not great heading into the regular season. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe Adoree has some gas left. Maybe Keeley has a strong end, but it looks like Keeley's lifelines have run out. I think Fangio might just be sour on him at this point is what I'm gathering. But we'll see. You never know with these things.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Good things for the defense. Zach Bond off the injury report. And yesterday we finally got Jahad Campbell and a Zach Bond pairing, the pairing we will likely see all week one against Dallas. And Jahad Campbell had a nice breakup yesterday. And this is just the dynamic duo of two guys that are rangy, two guys that are versatile, can line up anywhere, can play off ball, can rush the passer, can play in coverage. A lot of nice things that you can do with those two guys. So finally got the glimpse. It took 3 weeks, but we finally got the glimpse of the pairing that we will see in the regular season, so that is very exciting as well. Jahad Campbell also tipped a Jalen Hurts pass for an incompletion yesterday, got to the backfield, and had a nice pass breakup on Dallas Goedert as well. So Jahad keeps flashing. Jahad having a really, really nice summer coming into the season strong. Also chased down Saquon Barkley on a swing pass, so that was exciting as well. We talked about Mitchie a little bit earlier. I want to talk about him a little bit more. Today was his first practice, I believe, since coming to the Eagles. He didn't practice yesterday because the trade wasn't official yet. They had to get physicals done and all that stuff. So John Mechie, and he looked pretty good today. He had a nice catch along the sideline that while running with the first team with Jalen Hurts, and he had another elevating catch that he climbed the ladder for while running with the second team. He did drop a slant at some point, so that is what it is. I'm not going to be perfect in your first run, but he looks good. His cuts look good. He has really good footwork when he's running drills. I like what Mechie presents as a possible depth option at receiver. And now he might be playing meaningful snaps sooner rather than later with Johnny Wilson getting injured. And now he's probably a guy that slides into the top four spot. AJ, Devontae, given they're healthy. Jahan Dotson. Jahan Dotson, a really strong week here. He's catching everything. I think Jahan is poised for a breakout. It's hard to say breakout when you have all those offensive weapons, but I think Jalen is really going to be comfortable throwing to Jahan Dotson in the regular season. And then you have John Mechie. John Mechie and Devontae talked a lot on the field today. It's good to see them reunited. We talked about it on the episode. Those two Alabama guys talking, smiling. Good to see them back. I know Devontae's happy. John Mechie actually said today that Devontae was the first guy to contact him after the trade. No shock there, given their relationship, but that's always good to hear. And Mechie said that he is focused on making a great team even better. So good stuff for Mechie. He's not coming in here. He's not trying to you know, be the me guy. He's going to come in here and I just want to help the team. And Kevin Petullo said that he thinks that John Metchie will have an easier time adjusting to the offense than Jahan Dotson did last season. So that's good as well. Really, really not good stuff from John Metchie. I'm excited to see him develop. But even with John Metchie here, Darius Cooper not going away quietly. He found an opening in yesterday's practice, found an opening in zone coverage, caught a perfect Jalen Hurts throw in between Reed Blankenship and Quinyon Mitchell, and then had back-to-back catches from Tanner McKee. On one of those reps, he fried Ringo, like 5 yards of separation on Kaylee Ringo. That probably contributes to why he's falling down the roster. But not a lot of offense going on. It's hard to do that when you're missing Landon Dickerson and missing A.J. Brown and missing Devontae Smith. It's going to be difficult. But, you know, good flashes from the defense, even with Makuba getting hurt and Sidney Brown getting a lot of the reps today. But hopefully Makuba can come back, because he was a guy who was really kind of locking down that spot. And now, of course, all the momentum stops with an injury. Hopefully Makuba can come back healthy. We'll cover the last camp, and then we'll cover the final preseason game, and then it's roster cut time. They have to get the roster down to 53 by next Tuesday, I think it is. So it used to be 90 to 75 to 53. Now it's just 90 to 53 all in one shot. So by next Tuesday, we will know who will be on the 2025 Philadelphia Eagles roster. Thank you guys for checking out this episode of the Philly Pod. Be sure to subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. Catch all my written work at Wire on USA Today. I'll catch you guys on the next one. But until then, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.